Hello and welcome along to the next instalment of Gotta Get Back in Time with me, Robin, and my partner in crime, DJ Jack. Say hello, DJ Jack.
Hello, DJ Jack.
Each week we look back over the course of history, playing some music and some interesting facts about each year. We have a wheel of time. I'm asking Jack to step up to the wheel to please spin the wheel and choose the year.
Okay, you might know how to do this, but let's spin the wheel.
He seems to have spun it so fast.
It's 1999, the year before 2000.
Okay, so 1999, there was a pile of great records there. There was the Britpop was full effect. There was so many pop records. The dance scene was on fire. Jack, I've got a great record. How about some Fatboy Slim?
Yeah, let's get the show up and running.
Celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I I have to praise you.
listening to the Gotta Get Back in Time radio show. You're here with me, Jack. And at number one in the chart is Britney Spears' Baby I Want. One more time. Let's play it. Having some sports news.
1919. Oh, hang on a minute. This is all wrong. I need some background music. Let's see if I can find something from a background music point of view. There we go. That's beautiful. Okay, so in 1999, there was a lot of sports around. The tennis Open was won by Martina Hingis. The Super Bowl was won by Denver. The Tour de France was won by Lance Armstrong, who was later disqualified for the reasons that we know. In Wimbledon, Pete Sampras and Lindsay Davenport won Wimbledon. The USPGA was won by Tiger Woods. The Rugby World Cup was on in 1999. That was won by Australia. The US Tennis Open was won by Agassi and Serena Williams. And in 1999, Mika Hakkinen won the Formula One World Championship. Oh, and Michael Jordan retired for a second time, but he retired, which was sad news. Also, speaking of sad news, Man United won the Premiership and the FA Cup. Anyway, back to the music. Here's Jack.
So, a great year for number for five. They came in at number 38 with Keep On Moving. So let's play that track for you.
Are coming my way, and if the sunshine has a meaning, it's telling me not to let things get in my way. When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking. Dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking. Get on up when you're down, baby. Take a good look around. I know it's not much, but it's okay.
Gotta Get Back in Time show. You're here with me, Jack, and we have some things that are things you should know from 1999. Here is my partner.
There are a couple of things which kind of you look back on now and you just think, really, what was all that fuss about? Everybody in 1999 was having a full-blown meltdown about something which was called Y2K. It was something that was potentially going to be ruining all computers because they couldn't handle from 1999 to going over to the year 2000. Also, looking back on the year 1999, apparently PayPal was called one of the worst business ideas of the year. Like now, you just use everything for PayPal. So it's just one of those kind of like bizarre things. Are you just thinking, what was that all about? Finally, Regis Philbin presented the first ever TV show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It premiered on American televisions and became an iconic TV show where people kind of cheated. Did they cheat? Did they not cheat? Was there coughing? Who knows? Anyway, that was all back in 1999, or all started back in 1999. Anyway, here's Jack with some more music.
Yes, so we have Backstreet Boys, who had a great year in 1999. They came number 24 with I Want It That Way.
Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I.
In Time Radio Show. You're here with me, Jack, and my partner is going to be doing some movies. I'm interested for this.
1999, what an amazing year for movies. So many classics. American Pie, Star Wars Episode 1, Sixth Sense, The Mummy, American Beauty, She's All That, Notting Hill, and also James Bond's World Is Not Enough. However, in my research, the most interesting thing that I have found out that happened in 1999 is the first ever episode of SpongeBob SquarePants was aired. Anyway, here's back with Jack with some more music.
Something else that's great is S Club 7 had a great year in that year. Number 18 with Bring It All Back.
So what you try to be, your individuality, when the world is on your shoulders, just give up. Hold your head high and reach the top. Let the world see what you have got. Bring it all back to you.
Bring it all back now.
Dream of falling in love. Anything you've been thinking of. When the world seems to get too tough. Bring it all back to you.
To Gotta Get Back in Time radio show. You're here with me, Jack, and that was Bring It All Back to You by S Club 7. So we have some more news from Robin.
Just the last couple of things which I've been finding out in my research in the last 25 minutes. A few famous people that were born. Prince Beltram of Bulgaria. He's up there with the household names that we have today. But in the music world, we've got Lil Nas X, Holly Humberstone, one of my youngest son's favourite football players, Mason Mount, was born, and Brooklyn Beckham, speaking of football. However, we're going to wrap up the show in a second, but in 1999, Basement Jacks were a force to be reckoned with. They had four big records out that year, one of which was this one, Red Alert.
Don't worry, don't panic. Ain't nothing going on but history.
so much for listening to the Gotta Get Back in Time radio show. It's a goodbye from me, Jack.
And it's a goodbye from me. Until next time, when we spin...